Then Moses led the people of Israel away from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. They traveled through this desert for 3 days without finding water. When they reached the oasis of Marah, they could not drink the water because it was too bitter. That is why they called the place Marah, which means bitterness. So the people complained, and they turned against Moses. "What are we going to drink?" they claimed. So Moses cried out to the Lord for help, and he showed him a piece of wood. Moses threw the wood into the water, and the water became drinkable. It was there in Marah where the Lord established the following decree as a standard to test the faithfulness of the people. I believe, just as it happened to the people of Israel, it happens to us too. There are times when we see the glory of God and rejoice. We celebrate what God does. We see how powerful the hand does miracles or healings. But what happens when we notice a silence? What happens when we pray and feel that the heavens are closed? Now, just because you feel it does not mean that it is so. But many times, thoughts play tricks on us, and it seems that in the most moment of anguish, it makes us forget that our God yesterday did amazing things. The people of Israel, God had brought them out of Egypt through Moses. They lived more than 400 years there as slaves, a whole life. And maybe 3 or 4 generations living under slavery of Egypt. I think it takes so much time that you manage to accommodate yourself to what you have to live. And many generations of in Israel passed by, suddenly accustomed to working for others and being mistreated. But many kept crying out because the Bible teaches that God heard their cry, saw their despair, and called Moses, as it was time to get them out of there. Now, not only was he going to get them out of there, God had plans for them. We can say that Egypt symbolizes the world. And it's the same situation that Israel was living in Egypt. It's the same situation that humanity lives today. When she is a slave to sin, when she is a slave to the system or a philosophy or an idea that man brought out, we just live to live to the point where we consider that life has no meaning. When God created us with purpose, today more than ever, we see people who take their lives and others want to take it away because they do not see meaning in anything. And is that natural? When we detach ourselves from our source, when we detach ourselves from God, we detach ourselves from the purpose. And as long as we want to be in Egypt or in the world today, in which the relative rules and simply relativism teaches that there is not a single truth in which we consider the rest, but that each one has his truth. And this, my dear friend, does not lead to any good, because in the end, everyone is right. Everyone is right. And when we decide to stay in Egypt, that is to say, in the world, we are going to live without purpose. But God loves is present and gives us the opportunity every day so that we can recognize that apart from Him, we can't do anything. And that recognizing God, that allows us today, that gives us something new. There is an opportunity simply for us to get closer to Him. And remember that if there is purpose, if there is a creator, then there is a purpose. Now, when Israel left Egypt and God took them out of there, they were physically free, but they had certain arguments, strengths in their minds. And they could say that it was something normal because 40 years, 50 years seeing the same thing. You get used to that and you think that it's the only way. Because it's the only way you know how to, and the only way in which you have lived. And everything you live, you live it to the limit in which you were taught that you should live. For example, if you get used to all your life to live in a place, in an enclosure, or a certain territory where perhaps there are 50,000, 20,000, or 5,000 inhabitants, and you already have many years there, you may think that this is your world. You may think that outside of that, there is nothing else. I hope I'm making myself be understood. And as I am talking to you, I hope you apply these words to your life. And when someone comes and tells you there is life beyond the limits in which you grew up, what would you think? Perhaps it would fill you with fear to know that there is something beyond the border. And you say that this is my life. This is what I learned. This is what they taught me. And I think that here I am going to die. Sometimes we go in life with that thought. And we refuse the new that God has for us. Because we already accommodated to the old. And as they say, it's better known bad than good to know, right? But I think that saying is not correct. But what God prepared in advance for your life, for my life, is always greater than what Egypt has made you think, than what this world has made you think. And they celebrate because they left Egypt. But still, in their mind, Egypt ruled. And you can be physically free. But when you have arguments in your mind, you are still captive. You may say, I do what I want. But in the end, you are an easy prey and subject to what they taught you your whole life. Or I tell you something simpler. It's like someone who decides to study medicine and you ask him, do you like medicine? And he realizes that he likes other things. But he looks like a doctor. You know why? Because his grandfather was a doctor. His parents were doctors. And he wants to continue with the tradition. And it's tremendous when the tradition is stronger than the relationship. Religion only tells us about traditions. They are so ingrained in us. So many structures in our mind. That we discard the purpose. Because God's purpose is more than a strategy. God's purpose is based on a relationship. And that is why God had to take the people of Israel to a place to test them. And so they can realize that although physically they were no longer in Egypt, their mind was still there. Today we usually say to God that we love Him, that we adore Him. But we still live criticizing and saying, when He was in the world or when I was doing this or doing the other, I had this, I had the other. And now since you no longer have it, and you remember what you had before, and you consider that all the past times were better. And you know something? That is stupid. There is no wisdom in that. What was in their heart? And from them to realize it was to take them to a place after seeing the powerful act that God did. What God did to open the Red Sea in two. And that they could cross. Something supernatural. They celebrated. And they said, our God is great. But after 3 days, when they lacked water, they began to complain. And I wonder, and where was I? Where are they now? The statement that I believe that my God is great. And He will do it again. Because we have not yet met our God. Because where there is no knowledge, my beloved friend, there is no trust. And when they arrived at that place and saw some hope because they said, water, they ran. And when they drank the water, they realized that it was bitter. Some did not stop to think why or why these waters would be like this. Perhaps the same thing is happening this time when the coronavirus occurs. But you know something? Everything works for good, and God wanted to test and teach them. God wants to teach us all at this time. God, in this time, has something for us. God is working all the time in our life. But to what extent are we allowing God to do it? We can continue to criticize or realize that the oasis reveals what is in our heart and did what is in their heart. They named that place Mara, which means bitterness. I call things, or when you name things, it's because they come from your heart. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And there they had to begin to realize that although they were physically free, there was still a spiritual prison. Therefore, when Moses prays, God shows him a trunk. There was a trunk, a piece of tree. Yeah, the trunk was there. What happens is that they had never seen it. But after Moses prayed, his eyes were open and he was able to understand God's plan, a plan that is revealed to this day, to our time, because that trunk represents the cross. And when he threw the trunk into the water, the bitter waters became sweet, because that is what the cross of Christ does. Remove the bitterness from the heart and bring sweetness, bring renewal, bring rest. Today you can accept it or simply ignore the advice. And just as the log was always there, but after Moses prayed, it was that he realized, in the same way we can understand that God has always been there, only that we need to see. And perhaps in these times, it is the moment that the Lord, give us a new opportunity so we can see that he has always been there. Father, we thank you for your words and for what you constantly teach us. Thank you for your fidelity. Thank you for your great love and mercy. And thank you, Father, because once again, we can realize that you are faithful, Lord, and that you are always there. I pray for all those who are connected and receiving this word, Father, so they can see it. That no matter how hard the situation is, Lord, I go to the cross by going to you, Jesus, for what you did out of love for us. Everything that was in darkness is discovered before your light, and everything that is in bitterness is changed into peace. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.